You guys can have a seat. Thank you.
Amen. Hey, as you guys are heading back to your seats, grab some Bibles for your areas. Thank you, Cody, for worshiping with us. Thank you. You guys can go ahead and grab the Bibles. Everyone at the chairs should have some with you. Make sure everyone has some. No one left out, right? I think we have two Bible carts up here. We have a Bible cart in the back. Make sure everyone's loaded up. Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome, high schoolers. We have, obviously, I know you guys in the middle school, we've enjoyed being able to split up and do multiple teachings. That's been a great thing. Today, we want to just celebrate together. We want to celebrate God's story together. And this morning, we want to talk about the second week, the second series of Real Talk, okay? And so last week, we started a series called Real Talk. It's about prayer. And I know, high school, you were on the same page as us. And today, we're talking about the second part of that, okay? Real Talk Part 2. But first, I need to know, who in here has been to Topgolf? Many of you guys have been to, like, Topgolf before. Yeah, there's one in Gilbert, there's one in Scottsdale. I went to Topgolf last night. And guys, let me tell you, it is just further proof in the dictionary that I am terrible at golf. Okay, I'm a really bad golfer. And the primary reason why I'm a really bad golfer is because I have terrible form. I'll be completely honest, I don't know how to hit a golf ball, okay? Like yesterday, like last night, I was like swinging at the golf ball, and there were like a couple times where like I swung, and like the club just ricocheted the ball just like a little bit. So like the ball like ricocheted into my foot and like off into like the bay next to us. And I got to this point last night where I like gave up on like really real golf, and I did like Happy Gilmore style, or you know, I did some of the running start, and like, yeah, that didn't help at all either. I'm just really bad at golf. Because if you ask any golf person, although they might give you different tips and pointers, there's really one way to hit a golf ball. There's either a right way to hit it, there's like the right proper form, and if you're anywhere even slightly out of that form, it's likely that you're not going to hit it as well as you could, okay? There is a very proper form on how to hit a golf ball. Now, there's this other sport that I love because there's not really a proper form on it, and that's volleyball. There's not really a proper form on necessarily how you get the ball over the net, okay? There's many ways to get the ball over the net. Yes, I know there's like a proper way, like if you're wanting to serve the best you possibly can, like an overhand serve with a 5-inch, you know, jump or whatever, there's a proper way to hit it if you could get there. But the truth is, you could also serve underhand. You could also serve with your elbow. You don't do that? No? Not so much? You could serve it off of your knee if you really wanted. There's different ways to serve a volleyball, as long as the volleyball gets over the net. Now, oftentimes, we treat prayer like a golf ball. We treat prayer like there's only one way to pray, and we have to be so proper, and we have to be exactly within these boundaries of how we do it. But the truth is, prayer is not about exactly this perfect way of how we do it. Prayer is about connecting to God, and there are many ways in prayer that we can connect to God, and that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit more this morning, okay? Now, when I was 6th, 7th grade, I went through this stage, so same age as some of you guys, I went through this stage where I was, like, trying to recommit my prayer life, because I realized I never really, talked to God, and so I wanted to recommit that, and so the best way I thought that that could happen is if I committed to praying every night before I went to sleep. Now, maybe some of you guys have been in the same boat, but the thing about me is the second I lay down in bed, I, like, immediately get tired, okay? I'm not one of those people that, like, lays around and rolls around for an hour. Like, I get tired very quickly, and so there's a season where I would lay down, and I would start talking to God, and the truth is I only had one thing to really pray about, and that was thanking God for X, Y, and Z. So I would thank God, God, thanks for this house, thanks for my family and all my friends, and thanks for this comfy bed, and oh, God, oh, thank you, God, for sleep. And and I would do this every night. I would get in bed and I would start praying and I would just kind of be on these, I would be on this big kick where I just kept thanking God. I never really had anything more to say. And honestly, a lot of times I would like fall asleep. Well, that didn't last very long. And I was hung up on one area of prayer. I thought that all there was to prayer was just thanking God. But the truth is that there's so much more. Now, you guys talking to your friends and your family, you guys probably, if you know it or not, use many different ways to communicate with your friends and family. Let's just think just our phones. Just our phones by themselves, the different ways that we can communicate via phone. Not like face-to-face or any other ways, just phone. You can text, you can Snapchat, you can send an Instagram, you can FaceTime people nowadays where like you're actually looking at each other over the screen. And heaven forbid that we actually phone call someone, right? Like we actually call them, right? Like let's not forget that that's actually a way that you can talk to someone, right? So there's all kinds of ways just within your phone that you talk with your family and your friends. And just the same, there's many different types of ways that we can talk to God or interact and connect with God in prayer, okay? And it's not a formula. It's not like a perfect form of how I have to pray or how I have to swing a golf club. You know, it's just about connecting with God. It's just about getting the ball over the net. It's just about connecting with God. Now, there's this famous prayer. It's probably the most famous prayer that's ever happened in Scripture that we're going to look at this morning. We're going to analyze and look at a little bit deeper. And I think you guys are going to realize that there's more to the Lord's Prayer than God or Jesus just praying to God just randomly, okay? There's specific things that Jesus uses, different types of things that Jesus uses to pray and to communicate and connect to God. And so what I want you guys to do is with those Bibles that you grabbed earlier, turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to start at verse 9, okay? Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. When you guys get there, put your finger in it and then like raise it up like this and then put it back down. Awesome. That lets me know that you are there, that you have found it. Yes. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. All right, as you guys are turning there, I got to tell you, Jesus, this guy Jesus, he was like the most awesome prayer of all time. Okay, because Jesus, he did pray in front of people sometimes. He did pray in front of his disciples sometimes. But many, many times in Scripture, Jesus goes off on his own and prays on his own. Okay, Jesus was an avid prayer. He would go and he would talk to the Creator who created him and all of creation. Okay, and he would go and he would pray sometimes by himself and sometimes in front of other people. And this is an instance when he prayed to in front of his disciples. And in fact, he told his disciples, this is how you should pray. Pray like this. And so starting in verse 9, he begins with something that many of you guys may have memorized. You might be very familiar with this prayer. But we're going to go over it this morning in hopes that we can find the different ways that Jesus connects to God in this prayer. And he starts in verse 9. It says this. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Okay, I'm going to stop. I know we just got started. You were just getting your like lips wet, but we're going to stop, okay? Right there. There's nothing magic necessarily about these words. There's nothing necessarily spectacular about the specific words that Jesus picks. But I am going to give you three words this morning that you can walk away with that growing up you may have been told that they're the magic words. Okay? And those three words I'm going to break out. But the first one that I'm going to give you is thank you. The first thing that Jesus does here is just goes to God and just says thank you. Like, thank you for who you are. Thank you for being all-powerful, almighty. Thank you for being Lord. Thank you, God. He says, thank you first. That's the first thing that he says, okay? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. It means that you're holy, you're separate, you're all-powerful. Thank you for that. And then he goes on. So the first thing, the first magic word, and the first type of communication that we can use to God, guys, is thank you. I told you I was stuck on that for a long time, right? Sixth, seventh grade. That's all I really had to say to God was thank you. And that's one way that we can connect to God if you aren't already. But he goes on. There's more than just thank you. He goes on in verse 10. He says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread. Now this to me, guys, is mind-blowing. That Jesus is setting the example here. A man who has fed 5,000 with just a few loaves of bread, and yet he's stopping and he's asking God for his daily bread. Right? Can't Jesus supply that on his own? Can't he do that on his own? Again, Jesus is setting an example here for how we should pray, for what we should pray to God, our Father. And he's saying, ask. Ask God for things. And when we ask people for things, we say, please, right? And so he's saying you can say thank you to God all day long, but the next thing that you can pray to God, the next way that you can connect to God in prayer is by saying, please. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there's often times where when I go to, like, Almighty God, and I'm like, hey, God, can you give me this? I feel really silly. I feel silly asking God for small, petty things, right? Like, hey, God, hey, can you really help me on this test? Like, I didn't study at all, and I'm not confident in how I'm going to do it all. So, hey, can you help me on this? Right? Like, that seems like a small thing to an Almighty God. Hey, God. You know, me and my friends, we're in this tough time. We're fighting, and I just feel like we haven't gotten along for a really long time. Hey, God, can you help us with that? I mean, that's a small thing to an Almighty God, right? Hey, God, me and my wife, we're going through some financially tough times. Me and my family, we're going through some financially tough times. Can you pull us through? God, can you be there for us? Can you support us? Can you give us encouragement in this time that we're in? That might seem like a big thing to you, but man, to me, it has a small thing to an Almighty God. But Jesus says, no, it's not. Go to God. Ask for your daily need. Every day, ask for your daily need. Ask, please. God, can I have this? That's the next thing. We're going to continue. It says in verse 12, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Again, I get hung up on this and that, man, this is crazy to me, right? Like Jesus, who is a perfect person, like Jesus was without sin. Jesus was perfect. He came, he lived, and he never committed sin. Why is he asking for forgiveness? Why is he asking for his debts to be forgiven? What did he do wrong? Nothing. Again, he is praying an example of what we should pray because he knows that we mess up. He knows that we sin. He knows that we are faulted. And he knows that we need to pray for that forgiveness. And this is the hardest one for me, guys. This is the hardest thing for me to pray. I didn't get a good grasp on how to pray for this until a summer camp I went to in eighth grade. To pray for forgiveness. To say, God, I'm sorry. I remember this camp I was at. It was a summer camp, much like some of you guys have probably been to. A bunch of kids, we were there for a worship service. And I remember the message that night was just dynamic, right? It was just an awesome message, uplifting, very, very gospel-driven. And I remember during worship, I just felt so convicted of so many things that were going on in my life, so convicted of a lot of the things that I was involved in, realizing that that was not the life that Christ had called me to live, and that I had committed my life to Christ, but I was not living what he had for me. And so I remember just going, we had this prayer area in the back. It wasn't like a room, it was just kind of like some chairs that you could just go and you could kneel at and you could pray. And I remember, you know, as an eighth grader, just like bawling my eyes out and just going to this prayer area and just praying to God, God, I'm sorry. I had nothing else to say to God. I didn't have any thanks. I didn't have any, God, please give me this. It was just complete conviction of what was going on in my life. God, I am just sorry for what I've done, for what I've made this, for who I have become. God, forgive me. That's sometimes the hardest thing to pray when we live in a culture of so much pride, right? Of so much, no, I'm living just fine. I don't want to admit that I'm doing things wrong. But sometimes we have to go to God and we just have to communicate, God, we're sorry. And we ask for forgiveness in that moment. Now, I know you guys might be like, hey, I don't have a problem. I pray these different types of things all the time. But maybe some of you guys are like, no, man, I relate with him that I'm for so long, I've just been stuck on, hey, saying thank you. Or for just asking God for things all the time. And I don't say thank you or I don't say sorry. The truth is there's many different ways to connect to God. And in prayer, God wants you to connect in those different ways. So if you feel like you're hung up on one way of talking to God or one way of praying, then I want to encourage you guys this week and in your group times, try to figure out, try to pinpoint, what is it that I need to break through in? Where do I need to break through? Because right now, I'm not connecting to God. I'm not connecting to God. So what do I need to do to connect to God? Because that's what it's all about. It's not about hitting the ball perfect. It's not about praying a perfect prayer. It's about connecting. And so if you feel like you're not connecting, then I want to encourage you guys in these group times, try to find a way that you need to break through that, okay? Where do you need to break through to hit the ball over the net, okay? And so that's what your group discussion is going to be. It's about 5 minutes. I want to give you guys a chance just to talk in your groups. Where do you need to break through this week, okay? Try to label that. Try to pinpoint that. And that's what I want you guys to go after this week, okay? Sound good? All right, go ahead and jump into groups, and then we'll finish in worship.